It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And joined by Andrew Dice Clay in sample form from EMF. And number one song, Unbelievable, back in 1990. It's a birthday today for James Atkin, guitarist and vocalist with EMF. Not technically a one-hit wonder. They had a follow-up single, the name of which is escaping my brain at the moment. But that was it. The album Schubert Dip sold well, but nothing else for EMF. James Atkin from that band with a birthday today. He turns 54 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome in James David Dixon, managing editor of Michigan Capital Confidential, a daily news site of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You can find his work over there at the Michigan Capital Confidential. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Most recent piece up at Michigan Michigan Capital Confidential. Michigan's coming energy crisis will be man-made. Now, James, a lot of the state has had very recent experience with power outages for a day or 5 days or 8 days at a time, depending on where you are and how fast service was restored. You're telling us in this piece that it's probable that outages like that will be more frequent in the future and might not have much to do with actual severe weather.
You know, it's funny because I wrote that piece, you know, I think a few weeks even before the outages happened, and then events ended up confirming it. So, you know, what we have in Michigan, we have the resources to keep 10 million people reliably powered up. But what you're seeing is a move away from the political will to do so. So now they're going away from coal. Michigan's only going to have one coal plant online after 2028. You know, when we started the decade, it was four out of the top 10 producers. So you're moving away from reliable energy toward less reliable. And that's what people need to understand, is that this is a choice that's being made by our government.
And a choice toward, quote-unquote, green providers of energy, solar, wind, others. But we just don't have it. I've talked with people about this. And there's attempts to make advancements in this realm, but they're not there yet. Storage capacity. We don't have the battery technology to store solar energy from the sunny days for use on days, at least not on a wide scale. It's a major problem, and if we listen to what the what our government officials are telling us, this has to happen by 2030. This is 7 years away. Close all coal plants by 2030. We're setting arbitrary deadlines without the technology needed to come close to pulling something like this off.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so you have one issue is just is the energy we're pulling on going to be reliable?
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at companies like DTE. You know, Michigan's largest energy company, you know, serves all of Southeast Michigan. They have two solutions that they know would make a huge difference. They've told you for a decade now that falling trees are their biggest problem during storms. And it makes sense, you know, trees fall, they hit power lines. Now thousands of people are out. And, you know, even when you have crews of thousands of workers, it's going to take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't think the public knows is that if DTE were using automation, they could literally, with the flip of a switch, so they say they take say there's a circuit that knocks out power to 100 people. They could take power from another circuit, move it over to the one that's out, and maybe there's an outage they have to fix that affects 5 people. That technology exists. It's being used in Chicago. But we're still 5 years away from using it in Michigan.
James David Dixon with us, Michigan Capital Confidential. His piece, Michigan's Coming Energy Crisis Will Be Man-Made. Later on, in addition to the potential intermittent outages, you discuss what the cost of power might be. And we always make fun of California. We frequently make fun of California for good reason. Their energy prices are high for one thing. Yeah, but it sounds like our energy prices in the future might reach very close to what California pays.
That's true, Scott. And here's the thing. The future, By the future, I mean in June. So come June, you know, from 3 to 7 p.m., if you're a DTE customer, so you come home from work, maybe you get off a little early, you cook up some food, you enjoy a nice meal with your family, and you watch the Tigers. That will cost you California levels. We're like 2 cents per kilowatt hour off from California during the, you know, the highest use time of year. So this is going to affect your pocketbooks directly. And what they're hoping ultimately is that since it'll affect your pocketbook, it'll affect your behavior. Hmm. Now, there's one exception. Electric vehicle users. So if you have a charging station at your house, that won't cost more. It's another subsidy to the EV industry.
Let me ask about electric vehicles. When we see these projections into the future, James, about what kind of power loads will be needed to support the state and can we get there by 2030, do it without coal plants, all this stuff, does this take into account usually or generally the, if things go according to their plan, the vast increase in EV usage, the demands on the grid, say, at 5 o'clock, 5:30, when people come home from work, what that power usage will look like? Will there be enough? Does that sort of play? Does that project into the future what power needs will be to power our electric vehicles?
To an extent, DTE claims that it could handle right now, under current circumstances, that it could handle up to 800,000 EV users. Now, that's out of 2.2 million customers. That's hard to believe. Now, for sense of scale, in 2021, Michigan had 17,500 EVs registered statewide. So DTE says it can handle these 800,000. We all just had our power out during a storm, during two storms back to back. And it says it can handle 800,000 EV customers now. But based on what?
Right. James, look, people aren't going to stand for what you lay out here. They're just not going to stand for intermittent outages and prices as high as Californian pay. But one of the problems here is once you shut down nuclear plants, as we have, once coal plants shut down, as the plans are, close all coal plants by 2030, it's not a flip of a switch to turn them around, to turn them back on if we need them. We're stuck down this path once we head down it, right?
Absolutely. And the coal thing to me is most concerning. So you go from 4 out of top 10, you know, energy producers in Michigan were coal plants at the start of the decade, to only one is going to be operating. Monroe DTE plant is going to be operating by the end of the decade. And so by 2036, that plant will be offline too. And we'll be relying on something like 40% wind and solar. If you live in Michigan, you have to know in your heart and soul that's not going to happen. So what's going to happen is instead of, like right now, you expect when you flip on the switch, the lights will come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Maybe they won't. James David Dixon, Michigan Capital Confidential. Thanks for joining the Steve Griffin.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Sportsmanship has never been more important between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.